This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A ruling from the Washington State Supreme Court will now require ag employers to pay farm workers time and a half for overtime work, removing the state's exemption. Dan Wood, executive director at the Washington State Dairy Federation, says the ruling could someday impact more than just Washington's dairy industry.
This happened to be filed against a dairy employer, and so the ruling is about the overtime exemption as applied to dairies. But they just need to file something against a berry grower or a fruit grower, and then they'll get it applied to all of ag, probably on summary judgment.
Wood says state lawmakers saw need for this exemption more than a half a century ago.
So the legislature knew what they were doing when they granted this exemption. Yet the courts said, gosh, we couldn't find the reasoning of the legislature, and we just don't think they should have done it. So they wiped it out after 60 years.
So I asked Wood if there was any kind of recourse or appeal they could fall back on.
Well, it's a state Supreme Court ruling on a state constitutional issue. So there is no higher court to go to when it comes to interpreting Washington state's constitution. We can file a motion for reconsideration. We are considering that option.
Listen tomorrow for more on the overtime ruling by the Washington State Supreme Court and the options farmers are now looking at.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.